There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get ready for Horse Racing's Triple Crown with a great offer for new customers. Sign up now with promo code VEGAS22 and bet at least $25 on the Derby, and you'll receive $25 in free bets for both the Preakness and Belmont. Sign up with First Bet by May 7th. Use the code VEGAS22 to qualify. Register today, code VEGAS22, VSiN.com/horses.
All right, coming up this hour, in 15 minutes, Scott Steen's going to join the program. We'll talk NFL draft with him, winners and whiners. In 30 minutes, Brian Geltzeiler on the NBA draft. And then an hour from right now, Will Brinson, CBS Sports, a double shot, two segments with him on the NFL draft. You know, Pauly, today's Major League Baseball card, and tying in yesterday, the pitching obviously remains the story. There are some guys putting up just absurd numbers right now. Look at Carlos Rodon, late night action last night. Giants beat the A's, and now the Giants, first place in the National League West. They won, Dodgers lost. Rodon is 3-0. He leads the league, all of it, in strikeouts with 38. He has a 1.17 ERA after last night. Teams cannot touch him. Sandy Alcantara did it again with the Marlins. He has a 1.78 ERA. The Nationals are not good. And I thought that Alcantara was cheap yesterday. That got there. Gausman last night. That game got funky with the bullpens, but Gausman with 9 more strikeouts. He was really good for the Blue Jays. We could go on and on and on. How about Logan Gilbert for the Mariners? Another start where his ERA plummeted to 0.40. 5 2/3 last night. 2 hits, 7 Ks. No runs. The guy has been a magician so far in the first month for the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
So starting pitching in this sport, off the charts right now. Does that continue? Will that be a thing throughout the year this year in Major League Baseball, or do they switch it back to, you know, juiced up baseballs? That's what you got to track with this thing.
Yep. I think it stays the same. You're right about the Nationals. They've lost 6 in a row. It appears everyone's playing for second place because the Mets are going to win this thing. The Mets freight train rolls on.
Now, you like him more and more by the day.
Well, but the pitching is crazy.
I know
it is. DeGrom, Bassett with the gem. Shut out St. Louis again.
Right.
I mean, what a job. And now Carrasco's going against Mats, and I know how you feel about Mats. He contained the Reds, which you could do that, but I can't believe that he's only $1.20 tonight, Carrasco.
Carrasco's
this afternoon game, sorry. But
I was going to say, but this is going to be like 3 weeks into the season, this is going to be a common narrative. Carrasco, been really good. And by the way, we're getting feedback from like Mets fans on a daily basis. Email earlier this week suggested, and from a person who watches like every single game, he's like, you can just tell that Scherzer, the addition of him, has made the entire team and that entire staff better already. What he is like as a leader. And what
about Showalter?
Well, no, of course. I think it's tied in. Right. But what Scherzer has meant overall, talking to the dudes on the staff, how he brings it every single fifth day, guy's been great. And they're $1.20. That total, that's, again, the story here. That total is 7. The Brewers Pirates today, that was 12-8, an eruption of runs yesterday in Pittsburgh. Ashby's going for Milwaukee against Wilson for the Pirates. That total is 7.5. The Marlins game, this is a Pablo Lopez special, right? My guy, who's done it for basically a year and a half now. The first 5 under with him on the mound has been awesome. The problem is, like, you see these numbers pop as like 3.5 and maybe 3s out there. It looks scary, but Lopez has been sensational for the Marlins. Like a true dark horse Cy Young guy, but you have so many guys that are off the charts right now as starting pitchers that you can make the case for like 20 people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Reds actually scored yesterday and then were routed, though. They're 3-14 on the season.
Mm.
And now Padres seem cheap. Gore $1.70. I mean, as bad as this Reds outfit is.
Yeah. It is a full card today of games. Folks, we have 1 game with a total of 9. Every other game is 8.5 or below.
Yep. That's the story.
When's the last time we've been able to say that?
Yep. Twins-Tigers is a 7, although Ryan's been great.
Ryan's been really good.
60% to the under on the season.
Mm-hmm.
About almost a month in. What is going on in Chicago? The White Sox have lost 8 in a row, and they're $1.75 today?
There's actually steam on Cease. He's touching almost $1.90.
Man.
He's going against Greinke and KC. And that total is 7. American League totals across the board, 7, yep. 7.5 today.
Yeah.
But so I bet the Guardians over the weekend, 11-1 to win the Central, 5-game losing streak. But the White Sox can't hit either. Yep. They have, serious injury to Jimenez again. And, Cease last time out, he was good the first 2 starts. Last time out, got a little rocked.
Ohtani too high? Going against Plesac, he's $2.
Well,
Angels playing good ball.
No, not too high. Not the way he was in his last start. He figured it out. His stuff was electric. And the Guardians now in a funk again offensively. Who wins that division, by the way? The American League West?
Yeah.
The Angels?
Houston, yeah. I like to see this. Houston is 8-9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say that there are still some pretty good numbers out there in the Mariners.
Well, you have to like Seattle. I mean, it's they've won 8 of 10. And they had high expectations and high hopes coming in.
Uh-huh.
So... And certainly, I thought the Angels could do something this year if they stay healthy. Trout go deep again? What's he at to? 5?
I think he's at 5.
Rizzo leads the league?
Rizzo had 3 last night. He has 8.
God.
So he's one of the guys hitting and putting out some serious power numbers.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing it, too. The Astros are only $1.20 in Texas. That they're in a funk. The other thing,
don't
you take the Blue Jays? $1.30 against the Red Sox and Waka. Boston's offense continues to be a big problem. Boston has lost 4 in a row. And Waka's batting practice, Boston 7-11 on the season.
Mm-hmm. I think I will be on board with that one today.
Yep.
Blue Jays at 12-6, they do have the best record in the American League. The Yankees and Mariners are tied for the second best record. They're both 11-6, and then you have the Angels at 11-7. Look at the Mets though, freight train, 14-5.
Yep.
So the one
haven't lost a series.
Yeah, I bet the Brewers before the season started to have the most wins. Talked about that on the air at 14 or 16-1. I wonder what the Mets were to have the most wins this year. Probably in that same range, 15-18-1, something like that. Maybe even a little bit lower than that. But 14-5 right now in a division we thought was going to be really good. But look at the Phillies, 8-10, and they've won 2 straight. By the way, Nationals are no good, like we talked about. The Braves are struggling, 2 games below 500.
I know. When are they going to get their act together? Mets $1.30 to win the division.
Already?
Yep.
Okay. What do you have on the National League West? Because right now, again, Giants 13-5, 5-game winning streak. They're a half game up on the Dodgers, who lost last night. They're 12-5. And then the Giants are 2 games up on the Padres. They're sitting at 11-7.
Dodgers are -280. Giants 4-1, Padres 5-1. And we'll see if they repost... win totals, adjusted win totals, and all that other business.
Uh-huh.
Playoff props, yes, no, all that. That's where we're at now. Not much to say about hockey. I mean, it's pretty much in the bag.
Yeah.
Dallas is at home tonight. All they need is a point or a Vegas loss, and they're in. Vegas has to win both games in regulation. The tough loss yesterday, they got beat in a shootout, which was 7 rounds by Dallas. So it's not going to happen for Vegas. The Stars are $5, although Arizona won last night. But Dallas opens $5. The Knights, $2.20. And the Kings and Nashville both clinched last night. So that's, and the Kings are $1.75 in Seattle, only a couple of games. The Capitals can still improve their position. Pittsburgh's got one game left. They're fighting that out. Carolina beat the Rangers. They wrapped up the division.
Mm-hmm.
So with only 3 days left in the regular season, not much to talk about. It's gonna wrap up tonight because Dallas will win, and that'll do it. Vegas will be eliminated.
The Golden Knights could not score a goal in the shootout last night.
No. Nope.
Skunked yet again.
And blew a lead twice.
So they have to win in regulation both games?
Yep. At Chicago and at St. Louis. And Dallas would have to lose at home to both Arizona and Anaheim. That parlay, that's astronomical. That's not happening. They were plus 550 to make the playoffs before the game last night. God knows what it is now.
Well,
there's no sense even putting it up.
I was going to say, I bet books don't even post it anymore. Yeah. Because the number is going to be so high in them to miss the playoffs. All right. Well, yeah. That's going to get there then.
Yep.
The no was a huge number when you go back to mid-October.
It was 11-1. There was 9-1. I said still it was 5-1. I still said bet that too. They were 5-1. I even told Dan. I go, Dan, they're missing the playoffs. Dan goes, no way. Come on. I go, Dan, they're missing the playoffs. Too many injuries. Can't stay healthy. It's just not happening.
It's a good impression.
But that was
of Dan. I like it. I'm sure he's a big fan of it too.
Sure.
Yeah.
A little whiny.
Isn't it crazy what the expectations in year one did to this town? Now fans are completely disappointed.
Well, yeah, they're spoiled. Deep postseason runs every year, other than the debacle against San Jose.
Correct.
But they were a contender that year and could have done damage.
It was one of the best stories ever. It was honestly the worst thing that could have happened to the city.
Uh-huh.
For the fan base. Because now they expect to make deep runs that go to the Stanley Cup Finals every single year.
I will see. I mean, they have some bad contracts.
Yes, they do.
They have cap issues. And as I said, too, this Leonard thing going to be a problem.
And it already is.
How many games he missed? Absolutely. Yep. I have no problem. I mean, sign me up for Calgary, Colorado in the conference finals, though. And the Eastern Conference, the whole playoffs will be great. But the East is wide open.
I see. I would love to see Toronto go on a run this year. With that offense, Matthews.
Win a playoff series.
Did I see this right? Matthews, first U.S.-born player to score more than 60 goals in a season?
What?
Does that seem right?
Ever? Madonna? Is it Madonna from the U.S.?
They showed
Madonna
it earlier today.
Madonna never did that? Really?
60-plus goals, yeah. Or maybe it was the first U.S.-born in a long time.
Oh, look at
whatever that. The graphic was, yeah. But the magical season he's had.
Hey, just win a series, finally.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Get some juice.
All right, NFL draft props coming up. Are we sure that Walker is going number one overall? And could Stingley go number three to the Texans? Scott Steen will join the program. We'll ask him those questions coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We'll do some NFL draft talk here. Scott Steen joins the program, Winners and Winers NFL draft analyst. Scott, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Now, as we're coming up on, you know, what are we, 36 hours away from the draft out here in Las Vegas? It's all about information, right? And how we get closer to the draft, the more that stuff comes out. How are you tinkering, like, the last couple of days and this morning looking at draft props?
Well, I'm a big fan of arbitrage and middling picks. And I was on Malik Willis over 10.5. And the other day he was under 12.5. And I waited on that. It seemed like it was going up. And it did. I got it this morning at 15.5. And there's some really nice teams in there. Of course, you've got the Washington Commanders. I think they're looking for a quarterback. Obviously, Wentz is just going to be a placeholder there. I think that'd be a great landing spot for him to be able to sit and be mentored by Wentz. But you've also got some opportunities. You put it within reach of the Saints. You put it within reach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, where they don't have to give up much capital. Trade up just the, you know, like 4, 5, 6 spots, whatever it ends up being. So I like that sweet spot in there. If Carolina doesn't take Willis, now I've also got Willis to go to Carolina with the 6th pick. And of course, the smart thing to do with Carolina would be for them to trade back, and they don't have any picks. They've got the 1 pick in the first round. They don't have another pick till the 5th, I believe, and they need to fill some gaps. They've got a lot more holes than quarterback, but I think they want to hit a home run. I think the owner's putting pressure on them to hit a home run. And I'm not sure that Matt Rhule can wait another year and, you know, not have the player that they really want, that dynamic quarterback. I think Willis would fit great there. So do I expect that to happen? No. But is there good value at like plus 550? I think it's worth a spin there.
How about the same thing with Pickett? Because Pickett was 8.5, and now Pickett's up to 14.5. With that middling opportunity, and how many other we've seen significant movement now with some of these guys.
You know, I got the only thing I can think there is it's got to be the hands. You know, they talk about the small hands. I've never spent so much time talking about another man's hands and another man's arm length. I swear to God, with Hutchison, you're talking about he doesn't have long arms. Mm-hmm. But I found this nugget about Pickett, and you talk about what a difference small hands make. Well, since 2000. There's only been 3 quarterbacks taken in the first 3 rounds with hands that small, and it's not exactly an illustrious list. The only good player on there is Michael Vick. The other two are very, very forgettable. So I think it makes a real difference, because it's Michael Vick, Charlie Fry, and Kevin O'Connell.
Oh yes, so, okay. Oh boy.
Right, that's quite a podium right there. Yeah. There's a good distance to the top of that podium from silver and bronze. But so I think it makes a difference. I think part of that is the fact that Willis is more likely to be the first quarterback, and that's going to naturally drop Pickett down. But it's all about the hands, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you pretty convinced right now here on Wednesday morning that Walker's going to go number one overall?
I gotta say I am. That does seem to be something that Balky likes. He likes to take those raw Alden Smith type players. Although I saw Alden Smith went to my alma mater, went to Mizzou, and actually played at the high school that my son went to. So I got to see him play quite a bit. And I think he's probably was a little more of a refined player in college than Walker is, but Walker just has those tools. And, you know, you talk about somebody that came from off the chart. I can't remember the last time in a draft where somebody came from, you know, really, I was looking at early odds the other day just to see, and he wasn't even on the board back in like January, as far as being able to be a top 10 pick, top five pick, that kind of thing. He wasn't even listed. So you talk about somebody that came absolutely from out of left field, based almost entirely on the combine.
Yep. So, I'll give you an example, Scott. Here in Las Vegas at Station Casinos, they've had that first overall pick prop up for a long time. I think it goes back to early February, even maybe before that. They had a list of a bunch of guys to go number one overall, and they also had a field bet. Well, Walker wasn't listed, so Walker was part of the field, which all opened up at 18-1.
Man, that's just, there was so many good opportunities out there, and I'm, you know, you can't get them all. You beat yourself up for everything that you miss. You try to get as many as you can, but I didn't have Walker on my big board being a first round pick, and he really, really did his thing at the combine. People started relooking at his tape, and I'm a Chiefs fan, so there's a couple of drafts that it reminds me of. Of course, it reminds me of 2013 when the Chiefs had the number one overall pick, and we had our choice of really nobody. We took Eric Fisher. And that ended up being a light draft, only 12 Pro Bowlers. The highlight of that first round was DeAndre Hopkins. But the other draft that I worry about was the draft with Julius Peppers. The Chiefs took the guy on the other side of that defensive line, and that was Ryan Sims. Of course, Ryan Sims ended up being a bust. Julius Peppers, perennial Pro Bowler, great player there. So I worry that sometimes these guys that play on a great line, and that kind of rolls into Hutchinson as well, where Hutchinson had a fantastic interior line. Of course, he had Ajabu on the other side. So you just kind of wonder, without him facing a lot of double teams and not facing the kind of pressure that he's going to face on the edge in the NFL, I think people started looking at that. And that's one of the things that it reminds me of as far as this draft goes, when you've got guys that maybe were kind of drawn out, where everyone on the line had to receive a certain amount of attention, and they got to shine. So I like the fact that he's been in the middle, and as opposed to Hutchinson, who's pretty much just an outside guy. So I think he has versatility that Hutchinson doesn't have. So I think if you were going to take a spin on anybody there, I would maybe take a quarterback that was somebody who would trade up into that spot. But I'm convinced it's Walker at this point.
How about the steam on Houston with Stingley at number three? Are you buying that?
I'm just not. If you look at Stingley's tape for the last 2 years, I would have bought it if he would have come out after his freshman year. But between the injuries and just kind of a lack of playmaking over the last couple of years compared to his first year, he's still going to be most likely a very good cornerback. I'm still taking Sauce.
Uh-huh. I'm with you on that one too. That's 100-1 down to 3-1 to go third overall. How about the Giants with two picks there, 5 and 7? I think one of them's Cross, and I don't know if it's going to be Thibodeau or what they do. What do you think the Giants do at 5 and 7?
Well, if Thibodeau's still there, I think they have to go Thibodeau.
I agree.
Now, personally,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see edge come off to the Lions and the Texans there in the 2 and 3 spot. And I think you're right. I think it's going to be an offensive lineman. I think it's probably going to be Cross. I'm with you there, Paulie.
All right. Anything else that you like this morning?
You know, I'm just taking looks at the last minute stuff. I was excited about Willis being up to 15-1, or excuse me, plus the 15.5. I've got another little spin there on Jameson Williams to go 6th overall, and obviously that would most likely be a trade spot. Carolina could take a receiver there in that spot, but I think that would be a trade possibility. If somebody gets antsy and they really want Jameson Williams, they trade up into that 6th spot. I've got him at plus 5,000. Yeah, the I'm just looking over anything else here that I like. Yeah, that's really about it. I've got a lot of middle plays that I opened up earlier in the season and then kind of kept track. That's my strategy for the draft. I like to, kind of keep track of my own numbers and then jump as soon as the numbers come out where I think there's value and where I think there's going to be a possibility for movement and try to arbitrage the thing. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Very cool. You can follow Scott on Twitter. He's at Steen Roller, STEEHN Roller. Scott, thanks for the time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Have fun out there in Vegas.
Thank you. You can get more free picks from the experts at Winners and Winers. Three picks from three experts for free. Text VSiN to 320-350-3500. Again, text VSiN 320-350-3500.
I would say good luck with your mock drafts. Good luck to people who are betting.
That's right.
I love that books are offering this again. Pick the exact order, top 10, and you can win $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
It is virtually impossible to get the top 10 right.
That is in play now. Could Carolina move down? Carolina could move down. Philly wants to move up. But we'll see if it happens.
And who does Philly want then when they move up?
Is that a wide receiver?
Is that what he's just talking about right now?
Yeah, they're shopping Reagor. Mm. That's
move up to take a Williams or Garrett Wilson at number 6?
That would be something.
Yeah, I would say so. Pair that person up with Devontae Smith. But that seems like a stretch to me. You got to move from 15 mm-hmm. all the way to number 6.
Yeah.
When they could probably find some other trade. I don't know. That's, again, nobody knows anything about tomorrow night.
Is a wide receiver going to be traded? That's another one. Any of these big name wide receivers?
Overnight reports coming out. Yeah. The Jets in number 10 for Samuel.
Let's do it.
Saying that that's.
Come on.
Jets maybe might want to make that happen.
Yeah.
But John Lynch is like, I'm not stupid. We're not going to get rid of Deebo Samuel. You're nuts.
Everyone's got a price, though, yeah. Yep. Give me the Godfather on.
Brian Geltzeiler, host NBA Radio, on the program coming up next. Which remaining series gets extended, if any?
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. And this week, new customers can bet $5 on any team and get $200 if they win. Download the app now and sign up with promo code VSiN. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 877-8-HOPE-NY. Must be 21. DraftKings.com for full details.
NBA here. Brian Geltzeiler joins the program. NBA TV host of SiriusXM NBA Radio and HoopsCritic.com. Brian, thanks for the time as always. Good morning. What are you hearing today about two guys who are obviously paramount to their teams and their success in the playoffs, Devin Booker and Chris Middleton?
I hope that Booker could start the second round series, assuming Phoenix finishes it here in game 6. I know Booker's itching to get back. They want to make sure they give him the requisite amount of time so this thing doesn't recur. Middleton, I think, is going to be a little longer. I don't know that we see Middleton in the second round. And the Bucks have kind of kept that very, very close to the vest, obviously, because they don't want to necessarily put pressure on the player. I mean, Brooklyn just gave you the exact wrong playbook to use, which revealing a guy's going to be back before you actually know the guy's ready to come back.
Yes.
I don't think Milwaukee wants to do that for Middleton here. They're keeping it close to the vest. But I do think Booker sooner rather than later, Middleton's still going to be a ways off.
Yep. Who are you picking in Boston, Milwaukee, round 2?
I'm picking Boston in 7, and I think it's going to be an epic, fantastic series, yeah. Size against size. I love what I've seen out of the Boston Celtics, and I know a lot of people are down on the Brooklyn Nets, and rightfully so, but I still think you cannot let that affect your view of the Boston Celtics and their fantastic performance against what's still a very good opponent. Mm-hmm. And they made Brooklyn look Brooklyn's not great, don't get me wrong. They made Brooklyn look like a bad basketball team just because of, when you get Jason Tatum with the way that he shoots offensively and the way he creates shots, when you get him as a high-level defender and a high-level passer and the rest of that group they have around them, Brown playing the way he is, Smart playing the way he is, they're big, they're strong, they're versatile, they're deep. Boston, to me right now, listen, I picked Milwaukee at the beginning of the playoffs. With this Middleton injury, it's hard for me to look at anyone in the Eastern Conference and say they can beat the Boston Celtics 7-game series.
You mentioned how poorly they handled the Simmons debacle. They lost 8 of their last 9 playoff games. They were the only team that was swept. Do you think we'll see an organization do this again, where the front office listens to the superstars and ownership turns it over to superstars and lets them call the shots? The issues they have with the money, paying most of the cap to 3 guys, no picks, and the fact that they would just do whatever. Okay, you want this guy, fine. You bring your friend DeAndre Jordan, we'll trade Allen, we'll get rid of our coach, we'll bring in your buddy Nash. Do you think we'll see an organization do this again?
Yes. Listen, I don't think this is the death of the super team. I think there's teams that will shy away from it a little bit. But, you know, when it comes to bringing superstars into your organizations, there's still those shiny, brand-new objects that everybody wants. And I get the fact that this has failed miserably, and there's a variety of reasons it has. You're absolutely right with the poor roster decision. Listen, I think the whole approach to coaching that's been taken and having Kevin Durant's choice of coach has been very problematic for this team, just because I just think a coach has to have some, you know, has to be a tad authoritative at times. I think it's what a team needs, and that is not even really in Steve Nash's personality. So I think a lot of teams that shy away from it. But believe me, guys, when I tell you this, if Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal are dangled in front of Daryl Morey this offseason, and I think Philly's in trouble in that series, and I think if you see that happen and he can push Harris's max contract off on somebody, Maxie Thybulle, and all the picks go, he will not be deterred about what happened in Brooklyn or the fact that he pretty much bet on the wrong horse with James Harden.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Brian Geltzeiler, our guest. SiriusXM NBA Radio, NBA TV, HoopsCritic.com. So you mentioned it there with the Sixers playing in Toronto now tomorrow night. I think this is going to go 7 games. Brian, right now still, and they were sent out the favorite. The 76ers are favored in that game tomorrow night. I can't believe that. How about you?
I'm shocked. I am shocked that they're favored on the road. I would be all over Toronto getting points at home. Listen, the thing that happened the other night in that game, and I don't think it's being looked at enough, you know, Fred VanVleet's a very good player, don't get me wrong. But the fact that what they did without VanVleet created an enormous matchup problem. The Sixers, who have not really struggled all that much with size on the perimeter, Yep. They roll tons of size at you, and they don't need a point guard on the floor. Between Barnes and Siakam and Trent, they got enough guys that are initiating offense. And I think that's an ongoing problem for Philadelphia here. The other problem with Philadelphia is Joel Embiid's right thumb that he's got a problem with. It affects his ability to catch the ball. It affects his shooting. It affects his ball handling. And he just doesn't look like himself out there. I give him all the credit in the world. Guy needs surgery, and he's out there busting his butt, which also makes you scratch your head, because at a certain point in time for James Harden, you have to make an attempt to take over a game. You can't go 3 quarters and make 2 shots. It doesn't work, certainly not in a game when your team is down. And Joel Embiid said that after the game, but this is the culture in Philly. When things go bad, no one takes the blame. Everybody starts pointing fingers, and this is ripe for a collapse.
Yep. You mentioned Harden, and he's only had 2 great games since the trade. Forget about Houston Harden. He doesn't even look like the guy in Brooklyn. I mean, the Toronto's saying, go ahead, go to the rim. I dare you to finish. And he won't do it. He'll pass the ball at the last second, and the explosion isn't there either.
No, I think he's lost a lot of confidence. I hate to say that. I think what's happened with him, the conditioning's not there. James Harden lives hard. He does. He likes the clubbing scene, and he's been able to do that as much as he wants to do. I mean, I heard a story of him, you know, as recently as, you know, a week and a half ago, doing an overnight club in Brooklyn after a Philly game. He's taken helicopters to go to clubs in different cities in the area so he can still go out and party at night. And you're watching a guy on the floor that doesn't look like a well-conditioned athlete. He doesn't have that step anymore. And his confidence looks like it's waning. It really does. I think he's hearing a lot of the things that are being said about him. He's got a lot of money, so he doesn't have to worry about anything like that. And he's getting this new contract from Philly. I mean, he claims that he doesn't have an agent. He claims he forgot to exercise his option, which was part of the deal with the trade. He didn't get the paperwork in on time. So he's a free agent this offseason. He's going to get all the money from Philly. And to me right now, I think we've seen the best we're ever going to see out of James Harden. I can't imagine he goes into an offseason knowing he's getting his money and decided he's going to get himself in great shape. And as I said earlier, I think Daryl Morey bet on the wrong horse.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Does Dallas finish off Utah here? And the other thing is, was it maybe a blessing in disguise that Luka got hurt and all these guys found themselves in confidence in what they push in the tempo with Brunson here? And you mentioned Booker, too, that they could face a Phoenix team without Booker.
Yes and yes. Dallas is dangerous. And I first of all, I think Utah's dead man walking. Utah, I mean, they pretty much quit on it in the last game, and I don't know that this is a team that has the collective heart to find what they have to find to come back and beat Dallas here, even in their own building. But I think Dallas is really dangerous. I think they're the sleeper in the West right now. They guard as good as anybody. Listen, Utah wants to throw up 53s a game. Mm-hmm. They have Utah from having any open threes. And how about last game? 3 of 30? Dallas's three-point defense has been so good. And against a jump-shooting team like Phoenix in the next round, that could, especially without their best individual shot creator in Booker, that's a big-time problem. And Luka's playing at a high level right now.
Yep.
He's on the head. Brunson getting confidence in the way that he has. Spencer Dinwiddie getting confidence in the way that he has. This Powell Kleber thing at 5 seems to be working pretty well. It'll work better against a team that doesn't have a Rudy Gobert type at 5. I love Dallas in these playoffs. I think they're picking up steam. They're very, very dangerous.
Yep, we both totally agree. You can follow Brian on Twitter. He's at BGeltzNBA, hoopscritic.com as well. Brian, as always, thanks for the time.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Yeah, be good.
Boy, that is a great point about Harden going out. And he's not young anymore, and it's catching up
not.
With them.
And it looks like it's catching up with them.
In Houston, they retired his jersey at a gentleman's club. He spent $1 million there one night.
That's right.
$1 million.
Well, and remember the stories when Houston would be playing in Miami, South Beach.
Yeah.
The night before the game. Constantly. So you can do that when you're young. Eventually, as we know, Paul, that'll catch up with you.
Yes.
Right? Okay, yes, so.
Oh, mama.
Yeah, he just. Another guy. Like how big is the contract that you want to give him? Be very careful.
Well, I'll tell you this: you can't give Kyrie. They're going to do it. You're going to give Kyrie 5 for $250.
There's no way you can do that.
With what, I'll just show up when I want. Come on,
gigantic mistake.
Have you looked at his numbers? He's living off the shot that won the championship against Golden State.
Right.
Look at his numbers.
Look at how many games played he has.
That's right. Look at all the missed games.
Yep.
The first team, second team going back. He's like a 22 points per game guy.
Yeah, he's a very good player. 5 years, $250 million, no chance.
No way.
The 5 years part of it, there's no way I would lock him up for 5 years. Not a chance.
And you have his buddy Simmons with him. That's another one. What's he got, $150 million left on the deal?
Oh, well, the day he signed that for $178, you're like, are you kidding me with this?
Man.
We'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger.
I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Your big boy last night in hockey, Arizona was plus 450. They won in Minnesota, 5-3. MLB favorites 12-3 last night. Diamondbacks, one of the dogs that did cash, plus 195. I know a guy who's just been betting these favorites in baseball. He's cleaning up the last few days.
Straight parlays?
No, parlays.
Yeah. Is he? Parlay. Okay. Yeah. By the way, what were the Coyotes last night on the reverse puck line?
Oh, good call.
9-1, 8-1.
Excellent call. The Butler news, Hawks down from 8.5 to 4.5. It finally happened. The Hawks covered as a dog for the first time since February 10th. 2021 at Dallas. First time as a dog in a loss.
Yeah, not 2 months ago in February, 14 months ago.
Yep, mathematically impossible. But someone needs to do an in-depth look at Atlanta the last 2 years with the number. Like, the point spread never mattered in their games.
Yeah.
For 2 years. Impossible.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. Like the Foster stuff. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends. Paulie does Vegas on Instagram, too, if you want to see these. But this, the boxer here with the gate. The family raises the gate so he can't come in the living room. He's letting know about it. He's talking trash. Oh, I saw what you did. No problem. I'll open it with my mouth. Huh? What do you think of that in your face? Runs right in. The other guy right behind him. Okay. I see what you did there. Look at him. That's great. I find it hard to believe he can't just jump over it. Especially if he gets a running start.
Yeah, but this is easier.
Yeah.
He took the easy way out.
Oh, that's good. He did. Mark, Royale with cheese, Bar Canada, the D. Dealt a Royal on 10 play, dimes. Dimes. That's still significant money every time you hit the button, and that's 5,600. He only had a couple multipliers, but you see it there with the hearts. And I also found the picture. He was also dealt aces on 5 play later.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the same machine. I'm trying to find it out. I want to know the machine that happened.
Well, it's going to take a while for him to get back to you because, as he said, he's leaving today from Las Vegas. He's like, it's going to be a rough morning.
What a feeling.
Probably
what
never went to bed.
That's my white whale. I've never done that.
Dealt even on multiple.
On 5 play, I have. Not 10.
And then you complain about no multipliers. Yeah, sure.
Well, that's tough. I mean, you say, yeah.
But you're dealt a Royal. It's not tough.
Need more than that. That's why you play the game. Multipliers. You want that. Calm down. Lose some? Trae Young. Just put it up. All you have to do is just put the name. That's it. He was horrendous in this series. And I know down the stretch he was great in a regular season, but the big question was, how's he going to adjust with the new rules? Completely different player when he doesn't get that jabroni stuff, drawing the fouls and the Mickey Mouse garbage, much like Harden, who's had
a
rough year. Trae Young finished the series against Miami with 22 made field goals and 30 turnovers. Three of his four lowest point totals this season came in the Miami series.
Yeah.
Oh, was he awful.
So not exactly the same player that he was last year when the Hawks almost made the NBA Finals.
Yep. Great job by Miami. Oh, throwing everybody at him. Great job. Fun to watch, too. The other thing, the massive movement. I'll put under Lusum, but the massive movement in the cornerback market. I mean, look at this from R.J. White. Yesterday, Sauce was $5. He was as high as $7 this week to be the first corner drafted. Now he's down to $2. Stingley plus 150. Stingley's exact position prop is down to 7.5. Stingley is now the favorite at most books to go third to the Houston.
Wow, and so he's 7. Under is now minus 175?
Could the Giants? That's another one.
That's a lot of steam.
That's interesting. If the Giants, if Houston goes with Sauce or somebody else, would the Giants take Stingley?
I mean, there is a scenario where he slides. Again, I have him 100-1 to go number 3 overall. I'm going in with like...
What do you think now? How do you feel?
Fingers are crossed. I feel decent, but I'm not going to... Again, I'm not going to have expectations going into the draft tomorrow night thinking that's already cashed. I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a huge mistake on my part if I do.
Okay.
So I think the Texans can still go in several directions because they need everything. And if he doesn't go at number 3, Stingley could, you know, possibly go 9. You have him 9 in your mock. I'll trust you.
Yeah, I have 9. Yep. Thank you. You going to do this again? You're going to hit another monster ticket?
Why?
Possibly.
Don't root against me. Root for me on this one.
You're
always rooting against me.
I never root again. Are you crazy? Get out of here.
That's what I hear.
Bad beats. Timberwolves money line plus 220, up 11 with 6 minutes left. They were up 13 when Towns did the shush to the crowd.
Ugh.
And all hell broke loose.
Do you think
after
he's going to learn his lesson?
He is so immature.
The first time, right?
Oh,
the first time you blew a game. Hey, we're in Minnesota now.
Yeah.
Last night, that's shush. Right. Okay, stop it.
Red Sox plus 160. Bottom of the ninth, up 2. 2 outs. Springer with a 2-run shot, and they win it in 10. I don't think I've seen this before. Tigers. They're up in the bottom of the ninth in Minnesota. They had to lead by 1. It's a line drive to right. The guy, all he has to do is just, I mean, he jumps, they couldn't put a newspaper under him. He misses, he drops the fly ball. But okay, the relay throw comes in, then 2 twins are caught by third base. So it's a rundown. The catcher airmails at the third base. It's a walk-off air, 2 guys score, twins win, drive home safe.
Yeah, that's how you lost your bet on the Tigers.
The catcher threw it in the outfield. Couldn't believe it. And it was a fly ball to right, the guy should have caught it. Ja to have a triple-double was 5-1 at Bet Rivers. He had 30, 13, and 9. One more assist. Wow, quit passing the ball to Brooks. He would have had it.
Yeah,
it was
right.
3 of 18. And Nashville was plus 120. Calgary scored with less than a second left, and then they won in overtime. 5-4. My God. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, where you can claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Okay, so this year is not like the pandemic year because we had nothing going on in sports. And for probably 3.5 or 4 weeks, all we did on this show was talk NFL draft. So at that point, I'm like, can we please get it right? I'm now reaching that point, and I did yesterday. Like, can we please just get to Thursday night? Because I don't want to make any more bets unless we get more information.
It's been a week straight. As soon as I make a bet, I get bad news, or at least the numbers move significantly in another direction.
So... to alleviate this, I'm like, I need a breakaway for a couple minutes, right?
Yep.
I caught up on Better Call Saul yesterday. Oh, mama.
What an episode.
Now we are talking.
That's 3 in a row.
Oh, this show. This season already, the start that it's off to.
Oh, it's going
to
be something.
Shout out to Michael Mando. Yep. Nacho. You absolutely destroyed that episode in a great way. I went back and watched some of those scenes multiple times. The nonverbal acting by Nacho in the last episode of Better Call Saul was an A+. It was so good. And then the kind of like the monologue at the end. Oh, he nailed it.
Esposito's great as Gus.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Banks as Mike is so good.
So good.
And now you're seeing just how they're going to get there because we're going to see Walter White and Pinkman coming up too. I mean, and what's going to happen with Kim? She's
also one of the best characters on. Oh, she's so good.
Good, yep.
And
all the Saul Goodman scams too. Going after the Sandpiper money.
So, yeah, we have. So this is
So what a run.
The finale's great. Ozark Friday drops.
Ozark comes out Friday, the final episodes. That drops on Netflix. Be a fun weekend. At least knock a couple of those out.
Uh-huh.
And then I also, it's been on HBO, I checked out The Batman.
What'd you think?
Very good movie. I thought the Riddler was a big-time miscast.
Oh, I totally agree. Thank
Terrible.
God you said that.
He's like a kid.
I thought the Riddler was the worst part of the movie.
That scene in jail... The dialogue?
Yep.
He looks like he's 16, and then I'm like, oh, that voice, I can't, whiny.
Awful. He's the kid that came out, another guy who played in a Batman movie. Oh, I couldn't sleep. It was getting to me mentally. Well, what did you do? Why would that role spook you so much? He was barely in the movie. I thought it was
horrible
completely the
cast.
Wrong person
Terrible
as the Riddler.
Terrible casting job, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the Penguin was good.
He was.
And I thought Catwoman, Zoe, was good.
Very good.
I would, yes.
Very good. Anne Hathaway was a great Catwoman.
I totally
but
agree.
That's the other thing about, what's his name, Pattinson?
Whatever. Yeah.
That's a pretty good job.
Yeah, but I would say so.
Well, you have to be able to pull off the Bruce Wayne part. Remember, they're going to put you in the suit, and you're going to look big, and you're going to kick ass when the fight scene.
Sure.
That's why Christian Bale was so good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a billionaire playboy. Bale nailed that.
Yeah, well, Bale was the best one, right?
Yes. I thought Keaton was good, too.
Keaton was good. But I thought Pattinson, decent, at least.
Yeah.
Pretty good, I would say.
And I like how dark it is.
Very dark. Some of the shots.
Yes, I like how it's shot, too.
The car scene when Batman is chasing the Penguin, and eventually his car flips over,
yeah.
And then he's upside down looking at Batman coming at him with the fire in the background. Oh, just an absolutely gorgeous shot.
Then when
cinematography is off the charts.
And then when he escapes and he jumps off the building.
Another one.
That's another
part
scene.
Of the movie. But it's 3 hours long.
That's long, I know. And then you get what happens at the end, too.
The motorcycle scene with Batman and Catwoman in that same range where it's at the end of the movie, I thought that was exceptional. But Better Call Saul is just, we knew it, right, though? The closer they got to Breaking Bad, we knew the show was going to pick
up. This is it. That's why we sat through the first couple of seasons, which I couldn't stand.
Yeah, you had to put up with the muck.
Yes.
Andy Dufresne is what we all were.
Yep.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of city casts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are city casts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. So NFL Draft with Will Brinson coming up next. Is Carolina trying to trade out of the six hole? And what do the Jets and Giants do with two picks each in the top 10? We'll ask them coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.